What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
My guy, Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Michael, last time I saw you was about, 13 hours ago in the press box in Tampa, and I was busting your chops about flying on an airline that shares a name with the women's soccer team in town.
It's a big yellow bus in the sky. We got on the plane today. Everybody settled in, got ready. It's $3 for peanuts. I don't think I'm going to go for peanuts. I'm making the decision. They get back on the aircraft. They say, we're going to need everybody to get off the plane. You're going to be getting on a different plane today.
The old different plane bit.
And as we get off, they've got a woman stationed right at the jet bridge there. And she goes, this will be very quick. This will be very quick. And that was my first indication, Danny, that this was not going to be very quick at all.
Babe Ruth in 1929 style, when I pointed to the bleachers, I called my shot.
What were the odds that you could have predicted that my $39 flight home from Tampa would somehow end up in being a disaster of a travel story?
What would you pay for?
It was like picking the Bills to beat the Broncos. It was there for me.
Exactly.
We made it all $650 on the money line.
Well, that ends well, and certainly don't regret the trip one bit. That was a fun atmosphere last night.
Yeah, go into that. Just set the scene for us. What did you see? Think about fans, team, game, the entire experience from your eyes.
Yeah, there were so many. You know, I'm going to guess it was 80-20 Bucks fans. The Commanders fans were loud, and as this story gets told, that number will go higher over the years as Jaden gets better and as this becomes a more legendary game. Like, eventually it'll be like, and there were four Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans in the crowd, and we were shouting them down the whole time. They were loud, and they were passionate. I was talking to a bunch of them in the parking lot, walking around, you know, making my rounds. And a lot of them live down in Florida. You know, obviously, a lot of people came down from D.C., but a lot of them live in Florida. And that's, you know, we had seen that over the last few years. There's a nationwide fan base, and they've kind of gone dormant, which was understandable. There's a lot of very good reasons for that. And it feels like they're all waking back up again. And, you know, it's such a little silly thing, but this rookie of the week fan vote that they do every week where Jaden wins every week, like, that doesn't happen a few years ago. This is a popular team, and there's a lot of people that have kind of been sleeping on how big the fan base is, and they're waking up, and they're liking what they see.
Michael, who was wearing De'Ami Brown's jersey last night, and how do we get him to keep doing it?
Hey, and if he could put on Luke McCaffrey's next week, that would be great too. Start getting him rolling in the same way. What a great night for him, and what a great night for Jaden. I mean, what a cliche thing for me to come on your show and tell you that number five is good, but he just made the throws last night. Gets bloody in the first series and puts the ball where he needs to put it every time. I can only think of one throw that he definitively wants back. Third down, I think it was at Zach Ertz's feet where he probably had a chance to get him. Every other throw, though, was just so on the money. And then the ones to Terry, they've got such a connection right now. I think that's what's really special about this. We've known how good Terry is for a long time, but to watch Terry be good on the big stage, we all knew he had it in him, but to see it happen because of actually having a good quarterback shows you how important it is in the NFL.
Why can't they run the ball effectively with their running backs?
Well, that's a problem, yes. I'll note, though, that when it mattered, when there were 4 minutes and 50 seconds left, and the thing they needed to do was make that drive last 4 minutes and 48 seconds, Austin Ekeler ran for 8 at the start of that drive and set the tone. I think there's probably very real Brian Robinson questions that need to be asked. Now's not the time to ask them. That's an off-season question. Is it injury? Is it he was never as good as you know we hoped he would be? What it is? But you know, for the last couple weeks, I've been willing to share the blame with the offensive line. I've been willing to say, look, the O-line's banged up. They're not doing what they need to do for Jay neither. You know, this is a group effort. I don't think it was a group project last night. I think the O-line was good enough last night. Now, there were certainly some plays where he never had a chance. He took the ball and he got blown up. But there were some plays where it just feels like a year or two ago, he keeps churning his legs and he gets those tough yards. And you're watching the guy on the other sideline do that, you know, for Tampa. And you're thinking, man, this has been a tough few weeks here for Brian Robinson and really a tough season.
Michael, good hanging yesterday. Thanks, buddy.
Well, let's do it again sometime.
Yes, we will absolutely. We'll do it in New Orleans in a couple of weeks.
Deal.
When Jaden and the Commanders are there.
Done and done.
That's Michael Phillips, the Richmonder.